time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A for effort. Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Seems can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Let's get to headlines, which are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Miami Dolphins getting ready for Monday Night Football against the Tennessee Titans. Mike McDaniel would not name a starting quarterback, though does feel like he's got his choice. He says competitive reasons, keeping it close to the vest. So everybody's keeping it shh, but it feels like Snoop Huntley. All right. I don't feel like I'm making a big leap, because I saw a video Omar tweeted out yesterday of Skylar Thompson trying to put on his jersey. Whoo, that did not look comfortable. So
he can't even put on his jersey.
It looked pretty rough. He was out of practice. I mean, he did practice in limited fashion, but he didn't look good.
I'm
telling you, dude. Like, why don't y'all listen to me?
I do. I just want to, I'm just updating the story.
Snoop okay. and Timbo.
I could update that for you. Right? Do you know how hard it is to throw a football with broken ribs or chest?
Man, hard to throw a football with a belly full of baby back ribs.
True.
Speaking of which. Tasty.
Oh, yeah. Mike McDaniel, he did say the most obvious breakdown of the difference between Snoop Huntley and Tim Boyle. You have this, Frog Boy? This was Mike McDaniel on the difference between Snoop and Tim Boyle.
Snoop, okay? It's much easier and pretty legit to call somebody Snoop and then that'd be their name. So Snoop and Boyle, which is also cool. Not as cool as Snoop in terms of names, but unless you're it's close to O'Doyle rules from a movie reference.
Okay. Really stretched for that one.
Oh, man. Minus one.
That's why, Tobin, that's why you like him so much.
Minus one.
I did feel like he was back to himself a little bit yesterday. That was good to see. He was making the jokey jokes. He felt like he had more of a pep in his step. I felt a Mike McDaniel, almost a Mike McDaniel bravado yesterday.
Here's what happens. You ready? Here's what happens. You feel the way you think people should feel for the next couple of days, you know, right after the game, on the way home, the next day when you watch the film. But the world doesn't stop. So you got to get ready for the next week. So no matter how bad he feels about the situation, he can't let one loss affect the next two games.
Right.
And you got to be that way. That's why it's hard, because there's a fine line between looking like it's no big deal to you and moving on. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
And like that's what he's trying to do.
It's like the cranberry saying, dude. You can't let it linger.
Minus one.
What are we doing? Like, you just got on Mike McDaniel and you might have literally went worse than him. Like, what are you doing?
Do you have to? Do you have to? Do you have to let it linger?
Yeah. No.
Mike McDaniel, though, he says that he is, whatever the decision is, he's comfortable making. He's channeling his Mario Cristobal. He's ready to make tough decisions because he's tough. He's comfortable making tough decisions.
Line in the event that Skyler went out for that game, I felt Tim would be it would be more prudent at this point. You know, I'm more comfortable him falling into where we went and targeted him for. You know, we targeted him to be on the active roster there, and he's steadily working every day. And I can see him gain the confidence of his teammates as well. So it's a cool process to be a part of. It's not easy, but nothing in this game is specifically for that position. So you can tell he's cut from the right cloth, and the game isn't too big for him. So very encouraged with his progression.
There you go. Mike McDaniel, much more comfortable, it seems like, playing Snoop this week than he was last week. So we'll see.
I got a question,
hey,
Leroy.
Hey, also might not have much of a choice.
Fair.
It's also that, yeah, I'm more than sure when I got to Minnesota, they didn't think that I was going to be playing right away.
Even when I was listening to Tim Boyle yesterday, even he was like, Snoop, you got a cannon. He was like impressed with Snoop. He's good.
And that's how I like my backup quarterbacks, though. You know, I like the jokey jokes from them, the admiration from them, and then just sit back with your headset on. I don't want the team to be turned over to old Boyle rules. I'm not necessarily ready for that. Leroy, I got a question, though.
It's the worst slogan ever.
So I know McDaniel mentioned a competitive advantage by not naming a starter. Being the opposing team, does that have any credence, or are you just like, Snoop starting, dude, let's practice for Snoop?
To some extent, they don't care because it ain't Tua.
Ah, okay.
But here's why you do have to have somewhat of an idea when you're a defense. Is he going to take off and run? Does one have a stronger arm? Do you have to be more – is he more inclined to throw the ball deep? Like, there, you look at the styles of the quarterbacks, right? A lot of times a young quarterback that hasn't played a lot, he's going to throw it out at short, mid-range stuff. But a veteran, say like a Joe Flacco, all bets are off. He chucking it. So you just got to have that in the back of your mind. You're still reading the offense and what have you, but you know that that person might add a different wrinkle to it. So if he's a scrambling quarterback, does he run to run or does he run to make plays? There's certain quarterbacks that ain't never running, but they always breaking free.
Yeah.
Just things like that. But it really doesn't – you still have to cover the play and defend the play. How the quarterback can throw is more important than if he has mobility.
I think the other thing that's interesting here too with this game is, I mean, it's not like we're not taking on a team with a volatile quarterback situation either. That coach is really sick of his quarterback. And
the Mayo commercial guy.
Oh yeah. And so one has to wonder if the Dolphins defense could get him to make a couple mistakes early. Do we get Callahan being rats off a ship in the middle of this game? I mean, he does have to go to Mason Rudolph, so, I mean, you know.
Oh, my goodness. So, and look, wait. I'm more than sure that before the season started with, their fans were like, we got a solid backup.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Well, they got rid of Willis, who beat him last week.
Yeah.
Right.
Played well.
And you know, and their receiving corps is pretty good.
Yeah, it is.
Calvin Ridley, Hopkins, and Tyler Boyd, maybe not anybody who's been what they've been at the peak of their powers, but also all very, very proven and dangerous.
Yeah.
Yep. I would say that coach is just annoyed. I think he likes the quarterback, but in back-to-back weeks, He's done some of the dumbest things you could do at that quarterback position.
Yeah.
And as a coach, like, he tried the easy way. He tried the old arms on the shoulder, coddling, you know. But last week he was like, no. What, are you kidding me?
Oh, man. We'll take a break. More to come here. Canes, Fins. It's a football Friday, ladies and gentlemen, here on the show, which is brought to you by your South Florida Chevrolet dealers. Looking for more power, capability, and technology with Chevy trucks? You ready for anything? Chevrolet, together, let's drive. Take a break. Back after this.
It's our number two with Tobin and Leroy.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Marcus, did you start watching the Vince McMahon documentary? I know you were thinking about perusing. Did you?
I got 15 minutes in before it started watching me, if I'm being honest. But
what?
Yeah, I got knocked out. I'm a sleepy boy. I'm a very sleepy boy. But I did see what you were mentioning, that a majority of these interviews happen prior to the allegations. But thus far, the first 15 minutes that I've seen and just watching him evolve over the years, I know this is about to be pretty good, man. I know this
it's a lot. I probably should have broken it up more because it's almost like a blur to me now after watching it.
Yeah, that's fair.
The thing that was craziest about it, though, you know what's weird is, like, I didn't know that Vince McMahon, obviously disgusting human,
yeah,
but off the bat, disgusting, yeah, guy.
Sure. Let's go ahead and say that.
Horrible.
Yeah,
just a creep.
Yeah,
beyond belief.
Yeah, yeah, sick human being for sure.
Sicko. But the thing that's crazy about, like, you know, how his son, like his son's Shane McMahon, who did wrestle,
yeah,
a little bit, was in a character, but then, like, was out of the business. You know, he's kind of been ousted almost. He's not even working with his sister anymore or any of that stuff. But, like, it's crazy to me that a guy that age, at, like, I don't know what he is. He's almost 50, I think.
Talk about and Shane. Yeah.
Shane, yeah. And he's like, this guy has done some crazy stuff. Jumping off a steel cage, like, into broadcast booths. Yeah. And
he's 54.
You know, off a Jumbotron. He's 54 years old.
Yeah, and he's so taking some of the nastiest bumps ever.
Dude's got $1 billion. I'm sure he's got a lot of money coming his way. I'm sure he already has a lot of money.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to be doing this like the Hardy Boys do, you know?
Yeah. For sure.
And he's just like, you know, he comes off this match with The Undertaker, Leroy, where he jumps through a table off the steel cage and he goes, I've just been looking for that approval from my dad all this time. Oh, and he just gave me that hug. He finally gave me that hug. I was like, wow. I mean, that's crazy.
I mean, you jumping off of Jumbotrons to get daddy to like you?
Pretty much. That's what's crazy.
There's some issues there if that's what you got to do.
I know, dude. That's what I'm saying. Say,
no, no, son. I don't want you to hurt yourself.
No.
Well, you could tell. I mean, Vince McMahon grew up pretty messed up because he was like, my father never told me he loved me. I never got that. Maybe at the end, you know, but
he beat me every day.
Oh yeah, the stepdad.
That's not the reason to be a evil, mean human being.
I know. No. I know.
Like, wow.
From the stuff that I saw on television, I knew even as a kid, this man is deranged. He is sick, dude. He's sick. And then
I think sometimes people look at you a certain way, this persona that you have, and you think that can let you do all of these other things. But the reality of it is that it's just a persona. Like, that other guy can get in trouble.
I think my favorite thing about...
And that's what all these people are starting to find out, that, oh, the persona and who I am and what I have does not exclude me from the laws of life.
Yeah. And then it's one of these things where it's like he has this like deranged thing where he's like, he tells everybody, he goes, this character, Mr. McMahon, it's way different than the person. And then everybody they're interviewing, literally like 20 people, they're like, so character, person, like same guy.
Really?
Same guy. Creep.
Yeah, man.
Well, they didn't say creep, but everybody
knows. But that's usually when you see problems with people, when the behind the scenes and the on screen person is the same person.
Yeah.
Right? That's where you got the problems. So when the people at home are saying the same things about you that the people on TV are saying, now we got problems.
There is no home for him, though. Like, there is no other side. That's why, like, as you see throughout this documentary, there is no, like, you know, some people, they wrestle and they go home to their family. Like, he's involving his family in it. It's like, he is exactly what you see, because there's no other
side. But that's the problem, right? If you can't ever separate the two, then...
And he's so obsessed with his business and loves it so much more than even his family.
Yeah.
Because there was at one point he wanted to put his daughter's wedding on pay-per-view.
Yeah.
And she goes, nah, man, because they already did. And mind you, they already did a wedding for the show. Like, that was part of the bit, was that she got married on the show. And he goes, let's just put it on pay-per-view. She goes, no. And then he calls her selfish.
There is no other person, right?
Yeah.
Like, if, and it's funny because you know what a lot of people say to me? Huh, I thought you'd be somebody different than, you know, and I'm like, why? You thought I was going to be the guy that plays football? How would that look on the streets? Right? Like, I'm like, yeah, man. I said, yeah, you put in a position playing sports is fight or flight, right? Like, there's no, like, no.
What'd you think of, so you're only on episode, you're going to go back and watch it, Marcus?
He's on episode 1.4.
Yeah, essentially.
I don't want to spoil it for you. I kind of did a little bit yesterday. No, I apologize. Mean,
no, it's cool. I've seen this for quite some time, and I'm like, this guy's sick. This guy's crazy. Very nuts. Rarely, like Leroy said, does like your when you kind of blur the line of those things, very rarely does it come out successfully. I think the only person who maybe like successfully does that, he's like always the same person, and everyone's like, no, totally cool with that. Like Marshawn Lynch, for example. It's like Marshawn Lynch is always Marshawn, and they're like, no, I like that because he's a good person.
But here's the deal, but you don't know if he's like that at home, right? Like he's only on camera like that.
Yeah. Well, I think he's a great guy, so I hope he is.
Yeah, but
like that.
No, it like he keeps it real.
Yep.
You know, but that tends to be what gets people in trouble.
Menu wants to know: have you watched the new Penguin show, Leroy? Have you been into that yet?
No, I haven't watched any of it yet. I've been, you know, believe it or not,
the Penguin show.
I was in a jacuzzi, and it was just a horrible football game on. And I was so like, oh my God, what am I doing? Yep. And I wanted to be, you know, out there for a minute because I wanted to do some exercise in the pool or whatever. So I basically watched Agatha.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I watched that.
What, that's three episodes deep now on Disney Plus?
Yeah, and I'm annoyed.
Oh, why? Are you annoyed because of the weekly thing, or are you annoyed because of what you've seen?
I'm annoyed because of the weekly thing.
Gotcha. But is it good? What you've seen thus far, is it good at the very least?
It's like a lot of times when they do series like this,
yeah,
like they tend to slow down a little bit.
That's a no. If it was good, you would have been like, no,
it's okay.
We got action.
It's okay, but if, like, here's the thing. The excitement that I have at the end of an episode to go into the next one, I got to wait a week and it loses its luster. And I'm just like, yeah. And I guess I got spoiled by the pandemic because let me tell you something. I was holding some stuff down.
Like, spoiled, dude.
Couldn't go nowhere. I was just watching series, all of them.
You know the thing that's crazy about wrestling though? Like you listen, like these are some of the craziest people on earth, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And like they look back at like some of the offensive things that they did, you know, bra and panty matches, the distasteful race jokes, all that they did back in the day, and they're like, you know, that was the times. It's really you know. And so like it's kind of like they're sorry, not sorry. Like, you know, it happened. Right. And but then like the things that really offend them are like, I can't believe Triple H hugged Kevin Nash. They were supposed to be enemies on TV, but they were really friends in real life, and they hugged in front of the crowd. They're still mad about that.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's what you're mad. No regrets of like the things. No regrets of, you know, the killing of people pantomiming of assault or any of this stuff.
Yeah.
I can't believe the good guy hugged the bad guy after that. Like, still mad about it to this day.
It was one time
or losing a fake title.
Yeah, there's the what's that? The Montreal screw job that people.
Bret Hart is still mad about it. I'm like, I respect Bret. I understand you. You weren't really world champion.
Okay.
Unlike wrestling, unlike anything else, right? You have to be that person all the time.
I guess.
And so, like, wait, he knew he was going to lose beforehand.
No,
so why is he so?
Well, that's why it was a screw job. The Montreal screw job. He was like, he didn't want to drop his title because it was in Canada.
Yeah,
and I was like, but you're not the champion. Yeah. Like you, this title was just bestowed upon you. If you're gonna leave for another company, you got to give up the belt. You're not George St. Pierre.
Oh, so that's why he was mad. He was leaving.
He was leaving for WCW, and he didn't want to give up the belt in Canada. He was offended by that.
Yeah,
and so what they did was they did a fake submission. They fake tap machined him, where they put him in a what's his finishing move, the sharpshooter. And they said, oh, he tapped, even though he never tapped. And so they gave the belt to Shawn Michaels, and he like never forgave it. He like talked about how he punched Vince McMahon, he knocked him out cold backstage, and I think to myself, but you weren't the champion. Like, it's his. I get it. Vince McMahon is a creep, and I don't like him. But it's his company. Like, I completely get Vince McMahon there.
Yeah. I mean,
you're not Anderson Silva.
It's true. He kind of did take it a little too seriously. But, you know.
but Marcos, still furious about it 40 years later.
No, there was serious beef. Like, that was serious. And like you said, also them hugging and stuff, people are like, you broke kayfabe, dude. I'm like, at one point there was an 85-year-old female wrestler that gave birth to a hand on TV. Like, is this where we draw the line at hugs?
It's like, did you guys go a little too far with that Iron Sheik bit? Like, that was the times.
Yeah,
right. Triple H hugging Kevin Nash, disgusting.
Betrayed the business.
We'll take a break. Time to tickle Leroy's fancy. Week four already? Jeez.
Wow.
Week four of the NFL season. Tickle his fancy next. So fancy. You already know I'm in the fast lane. From LA to Tokyo. I'm so fancy. Take out your feather dusters, ladies and gentlemen. It is time to tickle Leroy's fancy.
I am ready.
Leroy, tonight.
Let's go.
The Miami Hurricanes host the Virginia Tech Hokies.
I am. It's jacuzzi time.
My fancy front is center,
tickled. 7:30. I'm wondering what role the weather is going to play in this. Is Cam going to still be able to get his numbers, or because of the weather, they just going to ground and pound?
Mm.
You know what I mean? Because if it's windy, like, you don't want to be playing. Like, come on, win the game. First of all, win the game.
Win the game.
The most important thing is win the game. Let's not worry about people's numbers.
Mm.
Let's win the game. The weather could be crazy. Just go out there and do what you've been doing the last few weeks.
Like a weather report for kickoff?
Yes, sir.
Winds are predicted to be at around 9 miles per hour.
Nine?
Yeah, nothing crazy. Partly cloudy.
My tree's doing the way back, the lean back.
Yeah, as of right now, they have it listed at 18 miles per hour right now. By the time 7 p.m. comes around, they got it down to 9 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy with only a 19% chance of rain.
There's only one storm taking that field tonight.
Oh, wearing orange. Listen, oh, yeah. Let's get through this. Sorry. What's wrong with you?
Sorry.
Week 4 of the NFL season, Leroy, in the 1 o'clock slate.
Okay.
I know somebody who's fancy stick about this, but the New Orleans Saints take on the Atlanta Falcons. Atlanta is a 2.5-point favorite. Leroy, took your fancy?
Boo! Yes. Anytime Atlanta loses, I'm happy.
Nice.
Take that to the bank. And I know I got a partner in crime as far as that's concerned.
Yes, sir.
Where's Dan Day?
Where's Dan?
He's somewhere yelling at the Falcons. Yeah.
We'll come. Listen, I don't know, dude. You don't even understand. Atlanta, hell no.
Hell no. Also, next in the 1 o'clock slate, Leroy, the Los Angeles Rams visit the Bears, Chicago, 3-point favorite at home. Take your fancy. Both
fancy,
1 and 2.
Fancy, not tickled.
No. I don't.
No Puka Nacua nor Cooper Kupp for the Rams, of course.
Right. Good luck. Good luck, Rams. But then, do we trust Chicago? Just a bad... Like, now, here's the crazy thing. Sometimes the worst-looking games could be the most exciting. Right? They just have a lot of scoring or just a good game. The competition is just there. But I don't know how the Rams are going to score. Even though, without those guys, they almost beat San Francisco. No, they did beat San Francisco. Sorry. They beat San Francisco last week.
Who beat them? The Rams? Yeah, the Rams.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Also in the 1 o'clock slate, Leroy, the 3-0 Minnesota Vikings.
Green Bay.
Travel to the Cheeksville, Lambeau Field, and take on the Green Bay Packers. Jordan Love, a game-time decision, according to Matt LaFleur. Green Bay is a 3-point favorite. Take your fancy.
Absolutely.
My fantasy
absolutely.
Is
I hope he plays.
Yeah, absolutely. Even though Malik Willis had a good game last week, you do want to see Jordan Love. Love. Of course, go out there and
I wish I knew some people up in that area so they could send me pictures of the mooning. So everybody understand what I'm talking about.
That is disgusting.
Right.
1 o'clock, Leroy, the 3-0 Pittsburgh Steelers visit the Indianapolis Colts. Pittsburgh is a 1.5-point road favorite. Take your fancy.
Is that weird? A 1.5 road favorite, which they're basically saying, we don't trust your 3-0.
Well, you think there should be more?
Yeah.
Interesting.
But no, I'm not interested.
Fair enough.
Fancy, like not tickled.
Ground that game into dust. Leroy, at 1 o'clock, the 1-2 Denver Broncos visit the New York Jets. 2-1, and the Jets, a 7.5-point favorite at home. Does that tickle your fancy?
For the purposes of prize picks, I keep an eye out.
I thought you were going to say for the purposes of petty watching.
That too, but I like. Listen, I think they're gonna roll over Denver. Like, Denver's just not. You know what I mean? No. Nope.
At 1 o'clock, the Philadelphia Eagles 2-1 visit the Tampa Bay Bucks, who are also 2-1. Philly, 2-point road favorites. Take your fancy.
A little bit, yeah. I'm still.
My fancy is tickled.
Like, Philly hasn't done anything to say they're there, and I'm still curious about Tampa. Like, Tampa is one of those teams that you just like, they'll have a great week and then, you know, kind of inconsistent. So
hard to put a finger on them for sure.
Right, exactly.
Also, Leroy, at 1 o'clock, the Cincinnati Bengals, 0-3, are visiting their former quarterback, the Red Rifle, and now starting quarterback of the Carolina Panthers, Andy Dalton. Cincinnati, though, at 0-3, despite Andy Dalton's performance last week, is a 4.5-point road favorite. Tickle your fancy?
I want to say no, but I'm going to keep a side eye on it because I'm interested to see what the hell are they going to do in Cincy if they go 0-4.
Fancy not tickle.
I mean, because, wait, everybody say Joe Burrow, he beat Patrick Mahomes. Yep. That one time.
That's right.
And all of a sudden, we just, if you want to crown him, crown him.
At 1 o'clock, another 0-3 team, the Jacksonville Jaguars, visit the Houston Texans, who are 6-point favorites. Haven't been playing well either. No, but they are 2-1.
Okay.
2-1 in their building, and Trevor Lawrence playing like a bum. Tick your fancy?
No, but. But for the purposes of the feel good for my boy, if they go in there and get hammered, you won't be mad.
Definitely not. Getting everything you deserve. At 4:05.
All right, here we go. Let's go.
The Washington Commanders, fresh off a fun Monday night win. Jaden Daniels, they visit the Arizona Cardinals, who are 1-2. And Arizona is a 3.5-point favorite at home.
Really?
Take your fancy?
Yeah. I'm curious because I'm trying to figure out what the hell is Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I want to see if Daniels could do it again. He looked good.
Yep.
He looked good.
4:05. The New England Patriots at 1-2 visit the surprisingly 1-2 San Francisco 49ers. 49ers still a double-digit favorite at home, minus 10. Take your fancy?
I tell you what. They're not giving up on that San Fran dream, right?
Nah, they're not.
They got too many guys hurt, though. I think they're going to struggle the first 4 or 5 games. Then guys are going to start coming back. They might not have Christian McCaffrey for a while, from what I'm hearing. Oh, right?
Yeah, it sounds bad for him.
But I would say this. One of the surprises this year has been the way New England has stayed in every game. So I think banged up and battered, even though you're going to them, that's a lot of points to be given a team with half your team banged up.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll keep an eye out, but I'm not really, it's not must-see TV.
Fancy not tickled.
At 4:25, the Kansas City Chiefs at 3-0 visit your former quarterback, Jim Harbaugh, and his Los Angeles Chargers, the Chiefs.
6-point favorites.
7-point favorites Seven on the road. Point. 7-point road favorites. Tickle your fancy?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm curious to
My
see.
My fancy is tickled.
We watch Kansas City, and it's getting to the point where you just go, How right? Like, quarterback throws for 140. They're 3-for-13 on third down. And the defense stifles the other team and you win 13-10. Like, they've won every type of game that there is to win. So, yeah, I enjoy watching that kind of football, even though we're probably getting to the point where we're tired of Patrick Mahomes winning.
Stuck with me.
That's right. That's it.
At 4:25, the Cleveland Browns visit the Las Vegas Raiders. Both 1-2. Vegas, a 1.5-point favorite at home. Tickle your fancy?
Which means that they think Cleveland's going to win the game.
Yes.
It does. It does. I have to watch it.
Obligatory, though. Like, it's My only because you, tickled. You know.
Yeah.
Really, it shouldn't tickle your fancy.
Fancy.
Don't tell me how tickled. My fancy is tickled.
Like, Marcos, if I gave you the slate and I said, hey, you could watch polo or you got to watch Browns Raiders this weekend.
Oh, that's a force fancy right there.
Yeah. Fancy against my will. At 8:20.
All right, just come on. Because I know I'm going to either be miserable after this 4:20 game.
Mm-hmm.
So give me a good one. Give me a good one.
Sunday Night Football. The Buffalo Bills. 3-0.
Okay.
Take on the Baltimore Ravens.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
Baltimore.
Wait. Baltimore. Wait. I'm going to say 2 points.
Close. Two and a half.
Anything under three. Here. Mm-hmm. Anything under three, you take the home team.
My fancy is tickled.
Yes, it is. Boy, that's a barn burner.
Yep. And then a double dip on Monday Night Football. I'll give you the late one first. 8:15, Seattle. They visit the Detroit Lions. Lions are 3.5-point favorites. Seahawks, Lions. Take your fancy?
It does, but the Lions are really banged up. So I'll be interested to see how this is going to turn out. With this. Mm-hmm. They got a lot of guys hurt.
And finally, Leroy, 7:30, Monday night, Hard Rock Stadium. The Tennessee Titans visit the Miami Dolphins. Take your fancy?
Yeah.
My fancy is tickled.
I never thought I'd be to the point in the season when I say this about this team. There are so many unknowns, it makes it more interesting. Right? Who's going to play offensive line? Who's going to play quarterback? What are they going to try to do to get him open? Who's going to run the football? Who's going to be that third wide receiver?
I know.
Right?
I just want to see Cheetah and Waddle run loose. I miss it.
Again, let me ask you this. If I made one change, would this team be better? And this has nothing to do with scheme, nothing to do with quarterback, nothing to do with anything. If I make this one move to the Dolphins, if we play 60 plays on offense, every time I look on the field, Waddle or Tyreek or both need to be on the field.
Yeah, or just half the targets. Like, let's go.
But it's not that.
Half the plays.
It's not that. Like, every time Tua threw a pick, both of them guys was off the field.
I know.
So, like, just start there. Like, that's paying attention to detail. Taking things like that for granted.
Yep.
Right? One of those guys need to be on the field at all times.
Well, I'm sorry, Frog Boy. Are we boring you?
No, I just found out that apparently the post game goes to 2 a.m.
Oh no! You were crying.
I was yawning in anticipation.
Well, listen,
hey, you want me to bring you a pillow?
You got to get Peter and Kendall's thoughts on the game.
I just at 2 a.m. He's like, you know, you remember Frank Beamer? And I'm like, no, I don't.
Hey, you know what's crazy? That's you're talking about Monday, right?
No, he's talking about
tonight. Ooh. Because I remember I did that.
There's no comfort in that.
No, just three oohs back to
the. Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh.
You're kind of like that ref, Steve Willis, who's like looking at the punches in the.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Oh, yo. Ooh, yeah.
Ooh. I felt like I'm on the ground. I got an injury, and I'm like, it's not that bad, right? Is it, fellas? And Leroy's like, ooh.
Hey, you know what? I would, to be honest with you, I would have rather, if I was you, I would rather do it for Monday Night Football. Because you know you're going to be working anyway. But to do it on Friday night.
And college games take long.
Oh, yeah.
It's really helping us. Yeah. Really
and know. they added that 2-minute timeout.
Oh, that's right.
Why did they have to make an announcement?
I don't know.
Like in football, in the NFL, they go, 2-minute commercial break, right? Beep, 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 hit the hip.
And Frogboy, they still stop.
2-minute warning. 2-minute timeout.
After every first down.
First down, they stop the clock, Frog Boy.
Yeah. No, they don't stop it no more. Just for
till they reset the ball.
Until they reset it.
Yeah.
That's enough for me, dude. That's enough. That's adding but an extra 10 minutes.
I think college games have been quicker.
Yeah, we'll see.
No, dude. No, they haven't. No, the last USF took forever, dude.
Oh, yeah, dude. Remember why? It was like terrible.
100 penalties. Right. It was 100 penalties.
That's the one thing I want to see better, right? I want to see them improve, like, because that can get away from you and hurt you at the worst possible time.
Right.
So if there's one thing that I would like to see cleaned up, right, it's because as long as you talk about Miami, you talk about the swag penalties and the undisciplined penalties, right? And when they have been at the highest of their peaks, the guys were so good, they ain't need any of that foolishness. So I would like to see them just play football, right? I don't need the little side chat. I don't need that. Look, you better than them. What are you talking trash about? We know you better than them.
So much fun.
Yeah, but that's low-hanging fruit. When you talk trash to somebody you are better than.
Belts to asses, dude.
All right. Y'all still, go ahead. Go ahead.
Take a break.
When it hurts you, I don't want you to hear you the next day talking junk, okay? Oh, you have to get this wig, but it costs.
That's not how I'm going to act, dude.
Yes, you are.
I still like Al Blades giving the double birds. Al Blades Jr.
That was funny. On the ground?
It was worth it.
See, that's you. Until it's not.
Take a break. We'll talk to you. We'll take a break. Back after this.